Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night, Oral Chav Zayin Cheshvan. We're learning the dinim of doing business, and we're in Siman Samach Gimel, which is actually about Onoas Devarim. And I want to remind everyone of Kasha we asked last night. It was a good Kasha. I didn't get a teretz yet. I have a sefer, like a very long sefer on the Chavetz Chaim. I want to go see if he asks it. That is the Chavetz Chaim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talked about being over in Oas Devarim if you intend to insult someone, even if he doesn't get insulted, because he's used to the nickname already. So you set up shot that maybe he doesn't get insulted, but there's other bad things going on in his psyche, in his emotional state. He's becoming more depressed, he's becoming maybe more used to the idea that he's worthless. There is stuff possibly going on. I said, or someone else said, that now remembering the Chavetz Chaim Menuchas Lashon Hara talks about Lashon Hara that people don't believe and are not makabel. And then he says you have to do tshuva like a benodim lamakom. And if people accepted it, then you have to do tshuva first for the benodim lachbeiro, and you have to ask a mechila, and then you can go do tshuva on the benodim lamakom. So last night I realized that that's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush, and it's even shver. But in a chetz of benodim lachaveiro, which agreed, we all agree, is also benodim lamakom. But if you don't have the first line of breakdown, you didn't violate benodim lachaveiro, it's a tremendous chiddush. And I don't know if I want to agree so fast that there's a benodim lamakom that you violated. L'chor the benodim lamakom is the benodim lachaveiro, right?
But isn't the blob, if you will, that you shouldn't behave like that, irrelevant of the effect on the person you did
someone
it to?
Someone said that last night. I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I don't think it's true. It's been other machavero, so I don't see it's stavra that the Torah would have assered, would have made us the isser. The doing of it, the performance of it. I don't know, it's just not. But another Machaveiro was you were Mazakim, you hurt him, you did something bad to him. Besides, the Chavetz Chaim says also, he says you didn't do the Benodim Machaveiro. So who says there's a Benodim Lamakom? It's Benodim Machaveiro. We have 630 mitzvahs, some of Benodim Lamakom, some of Benodim Machaveiro. Because the Chavetz Chaim, they're all Benodim Lamakom, even primarily. And some of Benodim, here's a case where you didn't violate the Benodim Lachavero.
Yeah, but.
And still the Chavetz Chaim says you violated the Benodim Lamakom.
But still, if you take it out of that context and you say, okay, I steal from you. You don't mind. Okay? Yeah, keep it. Okay? I still stole from you. Okay? I'm still Eivor Halav. Okay? I'm not allowed to steal.
Well, If I
stole something from you, okay, and you said, that's okay, it doesn't bother me.
But that's not the Chavetz Chaim's case. Chavetz Chaim's case is that he didn't harm him in the first place. People didn't believe him. They didn't want to listen. He didn't harm him. You're right, but that's not his case. His case is that he didn't harm him. I'm looking this safer. I never realized that it's fair. I've learned it many times. A Kabbalah of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says something like that, too. So unless we say your pshat, that he maybe doesn't feel bad, but there's bad stuff going on in his psyche, then here is another such case where it's like there's no benodim lachaveiro because he's used to the nickname already and it doesn't bother him anymore. He got used to it. That became, like in his eyes, he's fatso. That's it. But the other person intended, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to be mevayashim, so he is over the lav. So here's another case of that. Okay, Sif Dalit, Asa Lignav Das Habrios, you can't fool someone. You're not allowed to fool someone. It's called Gnevas Das. Pirish Laramos Bidvorim, Aval Bisha Ein Bo Chisorin Momen, even if you're not using it for monetary purposes. Bafilu Das Akum, Gnevas Das is also even by a guy. He thinks it's better. Okay.
means even that part's a going? Selling an Avela instead of Shechted animals?
Why do the Goyim prefer Shechted animals? Probably for health reasons. Halal. Halal means who Shechted, no? In Moichar is the Dover Sheish by Mum. The price might be right. This is why you have cheap prices, and really it has some sort of defect. If you know about it, you only have to inform the lekech that the mum is there. Even if you don't, but the eved, I don't know if he's namah to say he's makbid so much. It depends if it's called varnish of or not. You invite your friend, you know he's going to say no. You just want to show him you're his friend. That's Gneva's Das.
I have a problem with this one, just based on what we've learned before. When in our other shiurim, we had a case that, you know, that if I know something's hektish and he doesn't, I can give it to him, he can eat it, okay, because he's not over or anything, but I have no obligation to tell him, okay, and this seems to be saying exactly the opposite.
No. That's only said by Suffolk, not by Hektish, if there's a Suffolk Hektish. If it's Suffolk and there's a rule Suffolk derives from the Kula, and he doesn't know, so I'm allowed, no, by Suffolk Arlo. By Suffolk Mamzer, by certain cases where it's Behechlet Mutter, so I'm allowed to give it to him, because to him it's Behechlet Mutter.
Only because he doesn't know.
But it's Behechlet Mutter. Not Mutter because he's allowed to go Lakula, but Behechlet Mutter. It's, right, it's on both sides of the coin, it's still Mutter. So here you can't fool him, even if it's not a question of price. Right, you sell someone something, whether it's an automobile or a sweater, or a sound system, and it has a mum. So really, you have to point it out, even if you're not paying him, even if the price you're charging him is worth the thing with a mum, but you have to point out the mum to him. You can't let him, there's no caveat emptor. You have to point out the mum to him. So the Reb Dessler brings down, that's how some people did business, you wanted to sell your house. So every buyer that came in, you took him around the house, showing him everything that's wrong in the house. This doesn't work so well, here you're going to have to replace the electricity, and here you're going to have to, and you go around, and that's how some people, Taka would live, and that's maybe that's the way you're supposed to.